Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sizde şa'ru of arifillah Hazreti Ahtas Hazreti Muhanna Şah Hakim Muhammed Ahtas Tahap Navar Allahum Arkadahu. The title is Rangalayengi Kab Meri Ahe.
Rangalayengi Kab Meri Ahe. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے جب حضوری کا عالم آتا ہو جب حضوری کا عالم آتا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چھپ کے چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے چھپ کے چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے تیرے در پر میرا اثر ہو یا رب تیرے در پر میرا اثر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے للتے قرب پا کر تیری ہم للتے قرب پا کر تیری ہم للتے جو جہاں بھول جائے للتے جو جہاں بھول جائے در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Ablaz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat is beautifully teaching us that in order to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all we have to get the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a condition of Iman. In another poem Hazrat mentions beautifully, the shart e tawheed e kamil yahi hai ke aapki muhabbat ho qalb o jaan mein, that the condition of perfect iman is, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that your love should be penetrating our entire body and every drop of blood. And when this love comes in the heart of a person, then Hazrat is explaining at the time of tahajjud what du'as a person will be making. So Hazrat is teaching us here at the time of tahajjud, Hazrat is making du'as that, O Allah, when can I be present in the company of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So making those du'as at tahajjud, now a person has hope and he says, rang laenge kab meri aaye, that the tears that I'm shedding, that to be in the close presence and proximity of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when will my tears show color? When will my du'as be accepted? That my dream world will come through. Today our dream world is a new house, a new car. At the time of tahajjud, when we got some needs, then we getting up and we making du'a for businesses, etc. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are making du'a for the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will translate into the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat further explains here what is the sign of this true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person is always desiring and yearning to be in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For just as our Hazrat teaches us that we should recite our durood daily with relish, with love, with enjoyment, and then try and practice with fervor, with great eagerness, the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, middle of the night, that rang laegi kab meri aaye, fir Madina ki janib ko jaaye. From this we understand and realize, it's no authority, it's no agent that can take us there. This is only, solely and only the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That a person has to be begging. If you want to be in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest majlis in the world, where Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak resting place is, Hazrat is saying that, when is my eyes going to see, when is my tears going to see that color? In other words, O Allah, please accept my dua. Please show me the acceptance of my dua, that now I'm going, traveling towards Medina Sharif. My dream world comes true. And as Hazrat explained so beautifully in another poem, that a person is making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, or you write at Rozai Park, then you ask yourself, am I dreaming or am I in reality? Because it can't be a reality. Where me? Allahu Akbar. As our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that Shaykhul Mashayikh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody wrote to him and said, Hazrat, make dua that I can see Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dreams. And we all should desire and make this dua also. But look at the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is their attachment and how they humble themselves. Hazrat wrote back to him and he says, you got so much courage that you want to see Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream. I don't even have courage to look up at the Gumbad-e-Khadra. Where am I and my dirty eyes, and what a friend of Allah. One night, whole night spending at Kaaba Sharif, and the dua we read in our zikr, we just read it sursari, just by the way.
But this was the dua of Hazrat, and crying in front of Allah whole night in one sajda at Kaaba Sharif, E Khuda, E Banda Ra Ruswa Makun, Kar Badam Man Sirre Man Paida Makun. Oh Allah, please don't disgrace the servant of yours. You know my ins and outs, oh Allah. So these are the friends of Allah, and this is why we come here, to get at least that reality. For me to talk is very easy, to listen is much more easy. At least we make dua, Allah give us an iota of that reality, how we have to annihilate ourselves. Then only Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart. Then only the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come in the heart. So this reality that a person now desires to go to Medina Sharif, and you find you on your journey, and when on your journey to Medina Sharif, now you engage in durood. And Hazrat has taught us, try and read Surah Al-Kawthar. In that shortest surah, Allah is explaining the great position of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How Allah Ta'ala blessed Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this way we should be going and begging Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, now when your dreams come true, jab nazar aaye wo sabze gumbat, keh ke salli ala joom jayen. Now when you see, you're like you woke up from your dream, you see you in front of the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You at the Rozai Park, now what enjoyment. A person, when you enjoy yourself, you shake and you move around, like it is mentioned, Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to make zikr, their bodies used to move slightly in enjoyment. How when the wind blows, the long grasses, how they move. So exactly like that, we see the friends of Allah, even when the poems of the love of Allah is being recited, what enjoyment they move. And that is the enjoyment of the love of Allah. When a person has got that enjoyment, then naturally you see, your body is in a different state of ecstasy. What is their heart and what is their mind, you can't explain. So Allah Ta'ala give us that, an iota of this reality, that we recite abundance of durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam, and Allah bless us all out of His sheer mercy with this Mubarak Safar of Ziyarat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. And we spend our time in reciting as much as durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam, and just only for our benefit. As that further explains, that now when you have got that opportunity to be in the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that's what our Hazrat has taught us, like we come here for majlis and we benefit with an open heart, then we take du'as from our Shaykh and ask for du'as, when Allah gives us that opportunity to be in the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then people may say that, mention to the Shaykh the stories of their heart. Hazrat says, jab huzuri ka alam atahu, unko afsanae gham sunaye. When Allah will bless me, Hazrat, then so when I come to Medina Sharif, that this is a special gift of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah blesses me to be in present in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and like Allah Ta'ala has blessed us here to be in the company of our Shaykh in this majlis, we shouldn't think we came on our own. Ye qadam utte nahi utaye jaate. This is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. Allah has brought us here. Now we should beg Allah Ta'ala that what we have come here to gain your love, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please, O Allah, don't let us go back empty-handed. So Hazrat says that now I will tell my tale of grief to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our tales of grief will be family problems, this problem, the tale of grief of our mashayikh, that oh Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please, I want to stay with you. I don't want to go back. I want to stay in your company all the time. Ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duae. That now we will make dua in our hearts, crying to Allah that now Allah, you brought us here. Right at the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now we don't want to go back home. In other words, we want to become so closely attached to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that when we leave with the true love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we spread this love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout the world. Now when you gain the nur of Iman from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beg Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make dua and maghfirat for us. Now Allah Akbar, you are on your journey to the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now you are going towards Makkah Sharif. And when you come to Makkah Sharif, Allah Akbar, how should we present ourselves in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat? At the greatest place where the nur of Hidayat is penetrating and flood waters are dropping of Hidayat. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab. جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. That we learn from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tajalli abdiyat, how to be the real slave of Allah. That we give our lives, we give everything, whatever we got is only from Allah. So in return we should be giving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when, oh Allah, you bless us to be at your threshold, at Kaaba Sharif, ya Allah, then my head at your threshold. And in this way I should just sacrifice my life for you. In other words, every command of yours, oh Allah, give me tawfiq that I try my best with my heart and soul to be obedient to every command of yours. And after that, don't think that I obeyed Allah's command, begging for forgiveness. That, oh Allah, where me? Where is your greatness, oh Allah? And begging forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Akbar, your highlight of your visit to Kaaba Sharif, Allah ta'ala gives you the opportunity to be at Multazam, where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and the greatest Mubarak Sina of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at Multazam, the door, the place between the door of Kaaba Sharif and the Hajr Aswad, where du'as are readily accepted. And even if we can't manage with the crowds to go there, but at least stand facing there and make du'as also. And thrice Allah Ta'ala makes it easy, a person just makes little effort and have a little sabr, and you see you'll reach Multazam. And when you come to Multazam, now is the time to pour your heart to Allah Rabbul Izzat. You are very close to Allah, now what du'as to make? This is what we have to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said myself, with my limited mind and weak understanding, I make dua. I got the opportunity now. I must get that business now. That car I ordered, I wish I must get. I must get that house. Allahu Akbar. The friends of Allah ta'ala, what dua they are making? Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam par ye mange dua. Oh Allah, please, out of your kindness, this useless servant, make me yours. You become mine. Our Hazrat has explained to us so beautifully. If you make all the du'as of the world, but you don't say, Allah, make me yours, and you become mine, you haven't asked for anything. And if you only made just one du'a and nothing else, then, agar, wo malike jo jahan, jis dil mein aa jaye, maza dono jahan se bhar ke paaye. A king who in whose heart he comes, he's got the enjoyment of both the world. So when Allah becomes ours and Allah makes us his, Allahu Akbar, what more you want? All your Allah Ta'ala will see to every problem of ours, every need of ours, and our real problems start when we leave the world. When Malakul Maut comes in the qabr at Pul Sirat, that is our, which myself I don't even think. Without the barakat of our Hazrat Majlis, at least some glimpses come to our mind that we have to face those realities. But we are looking at the artificial problems of this world. When we turn to Allah, make Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our beloved, the problems of this world will be mild, and we'll be worried of the real problems. Hazrat Farza says, Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat. Jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. That, oh Allah, this grand opportunity you gave me, and you gave me life, you made me in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here you presented me at your threshold, oh Allah. What is both the world? How many worlds they can be, as much as they are, I'll sacrifice all that for you, O Allah. That even akhirat, Allah Akbar, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayhi, middle of the night gets up and she says, O Allah, if I'm getting up for tahajjud to go to Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. If I'm getting up for tahajjud because I'm worried of Jahannam, then throw me in Jahannam. But if I'm getting up because I want you, O Allah, then make me yours. So the friends of Allah, even Jannat they want, because that is the meeting place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, now when you have come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've got that tajalli of how to be the slave of Allah. You came at the threshold of Allah, you got the tajalli of uluwiyat. The oneness of Allah has penetrated your heart, the noor of hidayat. Now go back and do what? Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tera dard-e-muhabbat sunaye. The friends of Allah go there to get their fuel of the noor of hidayat, the fuel of the noor of taqwa and the noor of sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they go out in the world, not traveling, Today people think it's enjoyable to travel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be fool like how the kuffar travel. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ مَتَعُمْ قَلِيلٌ. Don't be fooled that they're traveling from this country, that country. That is just artificial, lurkle. They think they're enjoying themselves. There's no enjoyment in that travel. If you travel for the pleasure of Allah, to spread the love of Allah, that is a real journey. That is a real suffer. So the friends of Allah, and we see more in their old age, they travel. It's not for enjoyment. They leave their comfort, so that what that nur that has penetrated their heart, they can't help but they want to spread it in the world. So Hazrat says that I spread out throughout the world I go, that I can just explain people about the love of Allah. This is what we should be crying and yearning for and making du'as for, and this is what we come here for. Allah has brought us here. We should beg Allah that Allah grant us the pain of your love. Tere darje muhabbat sunakar sale alam ko majnu banaye. That Allah, when I explain the people the pain of your love, how enjoyable is your love and how enjoyable is your closeness, O Allah, then I make people really mad in the reality of madness. Otherwise we are mad in this artificial world, with artificial things of this world, and people are going mad over women, people are going mad over businesses, sadly over sports, haram entertainment. Allah Ta'ala save us all. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught, learn the love of Allah from the friends of Allah. Then you will make so much zikr, people will say you are madman. You don't know it's a World Cup, you don't know it's just, no, what you have to go, got to do with that world? That's not the world, the real world is the world of connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sare alam ko majnu banakar, mere maula teri geet gaaye. And we see the friends of Allah, why they travel in the world? Not for status, not for show. Why they have majlis? That they are madly in love with Allah, make the whole world mad in love with Allah. The friends of Allah Ta'ala, they don't connect us to themselves. They connect us directly to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And after a few majlises, you see, now you also get enjoyment to make dua to Allah, to make zikr, because they have shown us that road, how to get connected to Allah. So Hazrat says, when you get madly in love of what Allah Ta'ala, then O Allah, we'll be singing your songs. We won't be singing the tunes of shaitan, as Hazrat teaches us in another beautiful poem so beautifully, that Allahu Akbar, and that O Allah, we eat your food, but we play the tunes of shaitan. Your food you are giving us and we're playing the tunes of shaitan? No, we have to come here to learn the reality that when we eat food also realize Allah has written my name specially for me. Now the strength, I must sing the songs of Allah. In other words, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give this to our wives and children, our friends and the entire world. And when a person gets this, what great, the greatest gift he'll get? لَذَّتِ قُرْبَا كَرْ تَرِي هَمْ لَذَّتِ دُو جَهَاں بُول جَائِ. That O Allah, when we get that great enjoyment of your close proximity, sometimes in the tahajjud salah, sometimes in dua, sometimes in sajda, the friends of Allah are so close to Allah, they are in a different world. So Allah, when you grant us this close proximity of yours, we forget both the worlds. We forget where we are. We are at the feet, at the threshold of Allah. At the feet of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If Allah Ta'ala can just give us a brilliant of this reality. And this is why this Islahi Jalsas take place. These majalis take place, that we get this closeness of Allah. And the reality of life comes to a person's heart. And our eyes of our heart open. Then Hazrat finally says that dar badar doonta hai ye akhtar, ehle dard e muhabbat ko paaye. Why the friends of Allah go from this country, this town, that town? They are looking, who are those hearts that are jewels that have got the capacity to take the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where are the lovers of Allah? That, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, we'll just try and end off, that the end is making dua that, oh Allah, I want to go to Kaaba Sharif. But he's very far away from Kaaba Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry, I'll make your arrangement. Allah sends a bird from Kaaba Sharif and sends it where the ant is, how many thousand miles away. And when that bird comes, Allah Ta'ala inspires that ant. Here's your aeroplane has come. You don't need your passport, nothing. You just go on to its leg, but hold stuff. And when it's going to flap its feathers, don't get scared. At the time it's going to fly to the Arsh of Allah. So you hold stuff, you close your eyes, you land up by Kaaba Sharif. So the friends of Allah, many times we see, they come to our town, they come to our country, your heart just clicks. Allah has sent our aeroplane to take us to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we connect ourselves properly to the friends of Allah and get this connection of Allah Rabbul Izzat.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One good muraqabah Hazrat has taught, Hazrat explained that there are some people who feel my islah cannot be made. I just can't give up my bad habits, my wrong life, all the filth and dirt I've got in my life. I just can't give it up. So Allah, Hazrat explains for such people to make muraqabah and maut, to remember maut. And Hazrat says death. And Hazrat says that muraqabah and maut is not just that we say maut, maut, maut and we remember, but a person thinks that now Malakul Maut has come. He's here by me. And it's a reality. There is absolutely no doubt. And now he has come to take my ruh. Now he is not going to spare me one second also. Now it's my time. It's finished. No matter what excuse I make or anything, he's going to take me. Whether we're in a hospital, whether we're at home, whether it's a motor car accident, all these are excuses. Whether it's cancer, whether it's heart attack, all these are just excuses. But now Malakul Maut has come and a person has got absolutely no choice. Then he takes out the ruh of a person. Life is gone. Now you are lying there. You think of it, Hazrat says, I'm lying now lifeless. There is no life in me now. And then also we should think that if I did good, my good is more. Malakul Maut will come in a good form. It will be what a great and honorable day for me. And if my bed was more, then it is most unfortunate. May Allah save us. Then automatically a person will think, I must make tawbah. And Allah is so kind, He left the doors of tawbah open for us. Whole life, 50, 60 years, we disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. But in 1 minute, sincere tawbah, and Allah will forgive them. The person who killed not 99, 100 people, Allah Ta'ala was so forgiving that Allah forgave him. And not only that Allah forgave him, the little bit long the instant, then he died, and then the farishtas of Jannat also came to take him, and farishtas of Jahannam also, because 200 murders, and decide Tawbah. So they disputed that who must take him. So then Allah Ta'ala gave the order by sending an angel that measure from where he is, and he was supposed to go to a righteous place where pious people stay. Then he'll live there and be able to live a right life. And measure the distance between that place and the place he's coming from, which was an evil place where he did all his gunas. And in fact, the place to the evil place was closer. So Allah said, the place which is more nearer, he must go to that place. And the place to the evil, wrong place from where he came, Fajara, that place was closer. But Allah is so merciful. Allah has got control over everything. Allah made that good place, Nasara, become closer. And this place, Allah made it go further. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So a person makes tawbah. So this will come to a person. Now I'm going. Malakul Maut is going to come, whether it's of a rahmat or of azab. And I can make tawbah. So we think. We are not yet dead, but we are thinking now. Then think now, they are now taking my body, they are going to take off my clothes now, which a person wouldn't like at all. Other people must take off his clothes now. Now they are giving me ghusl, they are bathing me now, and then after that they put on the kafan. And when we see people in a kafan, we also get frightened. Now I'm that person, I'm in the kafan there. Now they are carrying me to the qabristan. Now I'm there at the qabristan, all are reading janazah, namaz on me. And after that they take me to the qabr. Think of it, now they are lowering me down, all alone. My wife, my children, whether I'm a young person with 3, 4, 5, 6 young children, my young wife or whatever, or the mother passes away now, she is leaving her children, so worried she is about her children. She has to leave them all. And there all alone they put you. Then they put those planks and close you up now. And then your very close relatives, the immediate family, are usually the first ones to throw the sand over you. Now they are throwing the sand over you, and now they will make their dua and all will go away. Now you are left all alone in your qabr. No light in your qabr, nothing whatsoever. And then think, if I want light in my qabr, if I want enjoyment in my qabr, I have to do good deeds. And if I want snakes and scorpions and fire in my qabr, and no fire brigade can come there, no one, then I must give up all my evil deeds and my sins. And again, think of Allah's rahmat, I can still make tawbah. I can change my life, and I will go on to the right path. So a person thinks of this, and then thinks that he'll be in the qabr, only Allah knows how long. There are people 5,000 years, perhaps 10,000 years, whatever the duration is, they are in the qabr. Those who are in good are in extreme good. And those who are in bad, Allah protect us. How will it be there in the qabr? And then the day of Qiyamah, then in the qabr, Munkar Nakir will come. The two farishtas, angels, and they come and they just like burst into the qabr. We say it's very, very tormenting, and what a trauma when crooks come in the house. Crooks are human beings like us after all. But those malaika, when they come in, and the description which comes in the hadith, fire emitting from their tongue, from their eyes, and how they will handle that person, for every person. And then they will question that person, will I be able? Those questions also a person thinks, Allah has put them out already. Who is your Rabb? Mar Rabbuka? Ma Deenuka? Ma Taqulu Fi Haqqi Hadha Rajul? Etc. We all know. But will we be able to answer there at that time? And when they come in that frightening way, so that will be, then either they're going to get the kafan of Jannat for us and a bearing for us from Jannat, or a bearing of fire for us. Then our place will be shown where we will be finally going to. A garden of Jannat or the pits of hell. And also at the same time, for every person, both places will be shown. And every person, he has got his place booked in both places, Jannat and Jahannam. Now we are here in this world to cancel the one and to keep the one booking. So according to our actions, we will either be cancelling Jahannam and we go to Jannat. Then it will be shown that a place in Jahannam should have been yours. But you are fortunate, you did righteous deeds. Now this will be your place in Jannat. How much more you will appreciate it. When you saw what you have got saved from, and now what great enjoyments you're going to get. And may Allah save us all, our children, our family, everyone, that if unfortunately by our actions, we cancelled our place in Jannat, and we booked the place of Jahannam. And this is what we are doing with our actions. Then the place of Jannat will be shown first to us, that was your place, but you cancelled it. And now this is your place, and every day you will be shown, morning and evening, this is the place where you will be finally going to. What a torture, and for how long also. And then this person thinks, on the day of Qiyamah again, when resurrection will take place, how will that be? And the day of Qiyamah itself, the Quran has explained it in many places, that the eyeballs will turn around. People will be running from one another. You'll recognize one another, but on that day, all family ties, fala ansaba baynahum. No family ties will also remain anymore. And nobody will be prepared to help anyone else, not even to help giving a little, a kind look to somebody. Nobody will, what will be that day? And that day will be also so long. The sun will be just overhead, and at the bottom will be melting copper. How will that day be? People will be drowning in their sweat of their guna. And on that day, all the what comes in the hadith in detail, what things will happen there. Then the crossing of Pul Sirat, a person thinks, how that will be. So if a person makes, and then Hisab Kitab in front of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah who knows everything about us. and Allah will be questioning us, and there will be no interpreter, there will be no lawyer to fight our case, no one, we personally, and in front of Allah Ta'ala. And some people Allah will just let them pass, other people Allah will take them to task, and that questioning the questioning really has to take place. If Allah did not make it easy, on small things a person will be questioned also, and the details of that also he will have to account for, and then the pul sirat to cross, and then finally it comes also in the hadith, walking towards Jannah, some people will fall like into quicksand and they will just sink into there. So it won't be easy. When finally a person reaches Jannah, how then he will appreciate so greatly. And unfortunately, if a person was taken and thrown into Jahannam, so this is a journey for each one of us, whoever we are. And by thinking of it, Allah Ta'ala will make, if a person really thinks of it, he will change his life. Then he won't want to bluff anyone also, it's his matter. And I'm on this journey already. And in this dunya already, and here also, my life is fully in the control of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah has to give me difficulties in this worldly life, what will be my condition? If Allah has to put some hardships, some people have got financial problems, other people domestic problems, other people health problems, all different problems, all is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And if we are obedient to Allah, Allah makes those problems easy for us and we enjoy them. And if we are disobedient to Allah, the problems are real problems and nobody on our side. The doctor also say we can't do anything. Amils also say we don't find anything wrong. So Allah Ta'ala, so this will change a person's life. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make this little muraqabah. But on the other hand also, our mashayikh nowadays, stress also, it is not for everyone, and don't do it too often also. Because we if a person goes into depression and then he can't do anything whatsoever, so Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, has explained it so beautifully in Shafi Watan, that think of the positive things and then become positive. Give up all the negative things, so easy. When all the negative things are making you depressed in this world already, and now you are not worth anything, so just give it all up and just do all the positive things. Then all only good things you will see, and then you will get that desire also now to die and to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. And as explained in the poem, that the greatest thing is to have the love of Allah and the desire to see Allah. The greatest beauty and the greatest enjoyment will be to see Allah Ta'ala, in front of which Jannah will be also nothing. The Hurul Ain of Jannah will be nothing. The fruit and food of Jannah will be nothing compared to the beauty and the enjoyment of seeing Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us that reality, and we make this little muraqabah even just in a light way, even now and then. And if we are more in sin, and that sin just doesn't want to leave us, sins are such that they make us blind to things. A person doesn't think about anything when he wants to commit sin, and he just is like a nari shahwat, which Hazrat explained, that fire of desire. You just can't stop yourself. But these are those things that Hazrat says, phir dekho isla nahi hoti hai to. That see if your isla doesn't get done then. If you make this, may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this letter which this person, an alim, writes to Hazrat, he writes further, aur khauf mehsoos ho raha hai, and there is also a very important point for all of us, ke man aada li waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb. Previously we read that he was going to different mashayikh majalis, and then he stopped when now his location where he was staying was a place where he couldn't anymore go. And also that he started getting bad thoughts about mashayikh and about ulama. And unfortunately, this is also a common thing with almost everyone today. With the media, all the internet and all these things, messages, groups and all that, what things are going around, and we start thinking bad about ulama and about pious people also, thoughts are going around, etc. So he says, that is happening to me, so I'm very worried about this condition of mine. Hazrat explained there that actually it is when a person from a different angle, when he goes to different mashayikh, then he doesn't find peace and he finds objection with other mashayikh. And we can simply understand it. A person is married to his wife. If he now doesn't think about other women, nothing, he doesn't associate, nothing, then he's happy with his wife. In fact, one beautiful example Hazrat gave is that if a person is a poor person, so he only eats dal roti every day, the lunch his wife packs for him is also dal roti, so he goes to job also with his simple dal roti. And if he's sincere and he only eats that, now when he comes home also, he's hungry also. And the dal roti at home also is very tasty if you are hungry. For food to be tasty, it's not how it is spiced and that. Just let the people who are going to eat, let them be nice and hungry. And then see, whatever you put in front of them, they will enjoy. But now, as we say, this person, he didn't eat his dal roti. He went with the other co-workers when they were eating lunchtime, and he made friends with them. Somebody took out their biryani. Somebody took out their kawabs, shami kawabs. Somebody took out what? All tasty things. And he ate with them and he ate nice and full. Now when he comes home, he's nice and full. Now he'll find fault. Your wife is not dressed properly. The house is not clean. Children are not dressed properly. Food is not right. He'll find fault with everything. And if he was hungry, he should eat nicely. So the same way, if a person, his wife, if he stays hungry, doesn't have anything to do with other women, when he comes home, he'll just go like wild for his wife. And he'll enjoy with his wife. But if he was flirting around with all the other ladies at work, on the streets, everywhere, now he's got no desire. Now when he comes home, he'll find fault with his wife. So the same way with our mashayikh, if you have one share and you only go to him, then you don't have a problem. But when you go to everyone, then you find a problem. Also, ulama say, if we go to other ulama haq, we sit in the bayan, but all the time make this tasawwur, my benefit is coming through my share. I'm listening to the bayan of this share, but my benefit is coming to me through my share. So you still attach to your share. So anyway, this person who didn't now, who was going to different mashayikh, and now he started finding fault. Because he hears in one bayan that, for example, tahajjud is very important. He goes to another shaykh, there they don't stress on tahajjud. So he says, yeah, they hardly even talk about tahajjud. Or like with regard to our shaykh, many people who are not had, when, did not have that compatibility with our shaykh, then they should say, yeah, they only speak about one thing, that you must look after your eyes. So they find fault with that also. So then a person finds fault with everything. Some people, for example, with Jamaat work, they say what? They say, oh, they're not going to tell you anything. He's going to tell you must go out. But how lot of benefit there is. But you haven't got munasabat with that, so you find fault with that, that they don't know anything else. They only own one thing, tashkil. You must go out. And so what you got munasabat with, go there. That is when you'll benefit. So because of that, in any case, he says that the hadith, man aada li waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb, that that person who makes enmity towards a wali of mine, Allah says, I declare war against that person. The hadith, dil ko hila rahi hai, that hadith is shaking my heart, that what is going to happen if Allah declares war on me? Why? What will happen to me? یہ کیفیت بعض اوقات اتنی شدید ہو جاتی ہے کہ میں اپنی اصلاح اور اخروی فلاح سے نا امیدی سی محسوس کرنے لگتا ہوں. He says this condition sometimes comes so strong on me that sometimes that I think my islah can never be made now. That if Allah is going to declare war on Allah, Allah hates me, Allah is going to give me azab, what will happen to me? And my akhirat also, what will happen to me? Then I become completely depressed and lose all hope that I'm a lost case totally. Magar phir foran tanabbuh hota hai aur khub tauba kar leta hoon. But he says that it's Allah's fazl, that Allah makes me aware again, don't lose hope. And I make tawbah of all those bad thoughts ahead of the ulama, of the mashayikh, etc. So, chand roz ke liye tasalli ho jati hai. For a few days again, I'm alright. Barahe karam, nachis ki rehnumai farmaye. tied me in this matter of mine, in this terrible condition which I am in. Hazrat writes that this is what is called a Shaykh Kamil. How beautiful answer that this person who is in such a condition, Hazrat says, Mayusi ki koi baat nahi. There is no need whatsoever to lose hope. You are not at all in that condition that you have to lose hope. And this is what the friends of Allah are. They don't let a person ever lose hope. No matter what is and by Allah, nobody is a write-off. Yeah, the motor car, they will say it's a write-off, your panel beater, or the haram insurance company, but Allah, by Allah, nobody is a write-off. Hazrat gives that beautiful example also, that when a person has a whole life, he disobeyed Allah. He had very good health, he had lot of money, he was very handsome, good looking, a woman was very beautiful, and he did all the wrong things. Now old age came, now all the money is also finished, or it is the children have taken over, now your health is also down, you look also like in old age, how now you look also, now nobody is worried about you, now you turn to Allah. Hazrat says, Allah will never say to that person, now you are coming to me. When you have lost everything, Hazrat will still with open hands, so to say, welcome that person. At any time you turn to Allah, Allah is there for you. So, Hazrat says, there is no need to lose hope whatsoever. Kyunki aap adali waliyan ke murtakib nahi hai. Because you are not that person that has made enmity to any wali of mine. And Hazrat explains it beautifully. Irtikab usko kehte hai, that the person who did it. Who is that person? Ke us wali se adawat ka azam bil jazam ho. That when in your heart it is firmly rooted in your heart, that you have got hatred for that wali of Allah. Not only that you have got hatred, but you want to harm him. And that you haven't got, you got the thoughts, you're thinking bad about them. You just say, now normally we also all say that you think about some buzurg's bad, how bad is it? But Hazrat explained, this is that case, that when in your heart firmly it is rooted. We just heard few words, somebody tells us opposite again, we turn over. We say, no, he's the right person, he's a good person. But this is when it is firm and you want to harm that person also. Azam bil jazam ho. عداوت کا عظم بالجزم ہو یا اس عداوت کا سبب عملاً اس سے کوئی ایذا پہنچا دے or that actually by your action you want to harm that person اور یہاں دونوں باتیں نہیں and neither of these two things you have just got it the thought in your mind it isn't that firm rooted thing in your mind this thought also is no good but if you haven't got reached that stage where the hadith warning applies to you that hadith warning doesn't apply to you na qalban na amalan not even in your heart have you got it firmly and not even in your action uska darja waswasa ka hai this is called waswasa it is an evil thought that you have got jiska and waswasa Allah Ta'ala hasn't made mu'akhazah, taken the ummah to account for the waswasa which comes in a person. Jiska sabab qillat-e munasabat se hai. And the purpose of the reason of this waswasa is you haven't got munasabat with that person. Somebody who is masala is different. Now our heart don't take to him. Now we see negative in everything. So it is just that. It isn't more than that. اور اسی لیے بزرگان دین نے مختلف بزرگوں کی خدمت میں حاضری کو منع کیا ہے and Hazrat says it is for this reason that a person shouldn't go in every buzurg there are many people all buzurgs who come they are very close but then when the more closer you come the more you see their close life and now your tabiat is different you are tahajjud guzar perhaps he's not making tahajjud and tahajjud is not faraz in any case you are tahajjud guzar but you are committing other gunas you are in ghibat etc that person doesn't make tahajjud but he doesn't make ghibat he doesn't allow in his gathering anyone must make ghibat that we don't notice but we see that he's sleeping tahajjud time so we got an objection on that One person doesn't go in tabligh, you are strong tablighi. Now, for some people, if you don't go in tabligh, you're not a Muslim. Now, you have objection on that person, that reason he doesn't go in tabligh. And you are strong tablighi. So you have objection. So now you get all this. Because of this, this happens. Where you, how your tabiat is, you go to such a buzurg and you will just remain nice, cool and calm. Jaisa ke اوپر مذکور ہے. لہذا ایسا کام کیوں کرے کہ جس سے دوسرے بزرگوں سے بدگمانی کا نفس اور شیطان کو موقع ملے. سو وائی آر یو ڈوئنگ دس دیٹ یو گیٹنگ گیونگ یور نفس اینڈ شیطان دا اپرچونٹی دیٹ دے مسٹ پٹ دس ڈاؤٹس ان یور مائنڈ اینڈ ناؤ یو تھنکنگ بیڈ آف دس بزرگ تھنکنگ بیڈ آف دیٹ بزرگ. کیونکہ اہل اللہ سے بدگمانی بھی سخت بات ہے. بیکاز ٹو ہیو دس ایول تھاٹس آف اہل اللہ اٹ از اے ویری ڈینجرس تھنگ جس کا تدارک ماضی پر استغفار اور آئندہ کو احتیاط ہے. اینڈ اسٹل ایون دیٹ یو کین کریکٹ اٹ دا پاسٹ یو میک استغفار اینڈ دا فیوچر یو میک اے فرم ریزولوشن دیٹ ناؤ آئی وونٹ فال ان ٹو دس. And today it is very important for all of us, messages which are coming all the time, talks which are, and lies, so much lies also are coming, of various things which are happening, what lies are coming, and people then, they just start, and unfortunately we haven't got that in us, that we can keep anything. Today we just, a little bit comes to us, we have to blurt it out. Tell this person, tell that, add some more also to it, and change the story also. So it is a very dangerous thing which we have to be very careful about. تعجب ہے کہ then حضرت mentions one more thing. تعجب ہے کہ جوابی لفافہ پر اپنا پتہ نہیں لکھا. That it is surprising that you wrote the letter, and the etiquette of writing a letter is that you send a envelope and in fact your paper to write on also. So that the person, your chef can reply, you give him the paper and your address, self-addressed envelope also, what stamps you put. So that the chef just replies and puts it. So you send that letter, but you jisko apna bara samaj, but you didn't write your letter on the envelope. Now you are giving me the trouble of writing your address. That is something you should have done yourself. جس کو اپنا برا سمجھتے ہو اس سے ادنا سے خدمت لینا بھی کیا خلاف ادب نہیں ہے. That who you think is your big person, you say, you may, it's your chef. And now you're taking the small خدمت from him, now he has to write your address. So this is also against adab and against etiquette. So that is also a very important thing that whenever we correspond, etc., we shouldn't give takleef in any way. Like if, for example, you are not well known to your chef, then introduce yourself properly. Don't just write that so-and-so name and then the chef doesn't know who you are. Sometimes there are two, three murids with the same name also. Now the chef also wonders which murid has written. Now how to reply also. So we should be in such a way that we don't cause any takleef to the chef also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.